was by boat known as Ro-Ro ship or roll-on roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Trade Minister Budi Santoso has announced the new import rules for the textile industry sector, specifically clothing and clothing accessories. He explained that under the Ministry of Trade Regulation, No. 8 of 2024, ready-made garments and accessories require an import plan, a recommendation from surveyor institution to obtain import approval. The Indonesian government strives to conduct free health screening on some 53 million students from elementary to high school, aiming to reach at least half of the number in 3 months. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin noted in a statement received here on Monday that the screenings will take place at public health centers and schools. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jakarta. apa isi dari benakmu hari ini? Jakarta ramai, hatiku sepi.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Wake up and stop from falling down. I feel so stupid 'cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big, big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing from falling down. I feel so stupid 'cause you make me feel so blind. I should have known that I felt never be so fine. You won't get me anyhow. I leave my room with a big, big smile. The summer leaves waving me so kind. They sing
of Indonesia.
Kasolami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasolami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasolami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in teak or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP.
Malam Famai dobo boduria, famai dobo,
To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Suara rintik hujan. Yeah.
more from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, as Gempol Pleret is one of the legendary Solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Gempol Pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Call as Gempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Gempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first, then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Selalu bersama berjalan dalam waktu hingga di penghujung. Ku harap takkan ku terlepas dari
The Indonesian government strives to conduct free health screening on some 53 million students from elementary to high school, aiming to reach at least half of the number in 3 months. Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin noted in a statement received here on Monday that the screenings will take place at public health centers or puskesmas and schools. Sadikin noted that some 282,000 schools and madrasas across the country will participate. There are more than 250,000 schools. The offered screening packages are customized for each education level and include physical and mental health screenings. Wow, that's just nice. Indonesia are more open now into mental health awareness, and it's proven with the checking up and also the screening being not only a physical screening but also mental health screening. He drew attention to the importance of such screening, pointing out that mental health issues are prevalent among students because students nowadays, they often go unnoticed and untreated from an early age because it's just normalized around people in Indonesia especially. So this is really good knowing that the government really care and pointing out that mental health issues are prevalent among students, so therefore there are mental health screening. I am really happy to hear this because we need to spread awareness about mental, not only physical health awareness but of course mental health awareness. Puskesmas and schools will collaborate and supply the necessary screening tools. The minister also highlighted plans to revitalize the school health units so it can educate students on the importance of maintaining their health. The ministry has conducted a simulation of this health screening for students since June 2025. Moreover, they have informed the stakeholders of this initiative, such as the Primary and Secondary Education Ministry, Home Affairs Ministry, and Religious Affairs Ministry. He expressed hope that these efforts would encourage students to take better care of their health. In the same statement, Sadikin stated that CKG targets 280 million people. According to recent data, some 11 million people have been screened since the program began in February 2025. The program is one of the president's priority measures in ensuring people's health, along with development in hospitals in 66 remote areas and eliminating tuberculosis. This is a very, very nice info, and knowing that the government is really taking care and going forward to take care of the health of the young generation, that's a very good thing to hear, right? And if you want to hear more information like this, please make sure to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from rri.co.id. The official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And, of course, after this, I'll be playing you a song. What kind of song do you want, guys? Please, I think I will give it an exception for you guys if you want a little bit of a request. So therefore, check out our social media and please text us or contact us on our WhatsApp +62 821 2381 2130, and also our email voilisteners@gmail.com.
Listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala Village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Bisa jadi cinta yang tak gagal.
Listeners, now I'll be playing you a feature entitled Gordang Sambilan. No, it's Galunggung bringing blessings. I know that Gordang Sambilan is a favorite of mine. I love that feature. But now let's listen to Galunggung bringing blessings. What is Galunggung and why is it bringing blessings?
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
Alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which showered Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan. Waktu itu kan
earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
gitu kan.
I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday. On Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and vibrant. If we stored water burr, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now, it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulcanology dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air Galunggung itu,
before Galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
Galunggung rice, beras which is
Cianjur,
produced from Galunggung
water, supermarket mana itu ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mart of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, the soaking rice can produce much if used fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss.
There are three types of rice which are exported.
There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mah kan ada yang kelaparan kan, di kita-kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Voice of Indonesia.
You know guys, today July 1st we commemorate Hari Bayangkara in Indonesia, the anniversary of the founding of the Indonesian National Police, a moment to reflect on their dedication, sacrifices and vital role in protecting and serving the nation. On this special day, we honor every police officer across Indonesia who stand at the front lines of law enforcement, ensuring public safety, order, and justice for all. And to all members of the Bayangkara, you know, since we are the voice of Indonesia, behalf of the Indonesian people, we thank you for your loyalty, service, and unwavering commitment to the people of Indonesia. You guys have expanding role not just in security but in building a better future for our country. Happy Bayangkara Day or Selamat Hari Bayangkara. May the Indonesian police continue to serve with professionalism, integrity, and compassion.
Dia jadi pacarku, besar kepalaku.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, sombong pastiku.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, akan ku banggakan.
Jika dia jadi pacarku, ngetop aku ikutan.
Hanya tak dah bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya.
Yeah.
berada, kau di sana dan aku di rumah, memandang kau pada diri.
Seorang superstar.
Jika Raisa jadi pacarku,
Raisa, yo Raiso.
Jika Rian Sastro pacarku,
turun berat badanku.
Jika Kiki Saputri pacarku,
bakal abis lu di roasting.
Jika Vincent Desta pacarku,
hey, itu kan dua orang.
Enak gak boleh.
Hanya tambah bagi diriku untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Semua orang suka padanya, berat rasanya. Dia berada jauh di sana dan aku di rumah, memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang superstar?
Mungkin, tak mungkin,
gak mungkin,
jelas-jelas gak mungkin,
gak mungkin bisa,
gak mungkin,
gak mungkin, gak mungkin, gak mungkin bisa.
Hanya tak mudah bagi diriku
untuk ikuti gaya hidupnya. Berat rasanya.
Dia berada jauh di sana dan aku di rumah,
memandang kagum pada dirinya dalam layar kaca. Apakah mungkin seorang biasa menjadi pacar seorang